A Profex alapfokú nyelvvizsga első vizsgaszövegét fogja hallani. Kérem, olvass el az első feladatlapot, erre egy perc áll rendelkezésére. Most háromszor egymás után fogja hallani a szöveget. A harmadik meghallgatás után két perc áll a rendelkezésére az első feladatlap kitöltésére.
Designer drugs. The term designer drugs refers to drugs that are created in a laboratory, typically a secret illegal lab. A designer drug is created by changing the properties of a drug that comes from a plant, such as cocaine, morphine, or marijuana, using the tools of chemistry. The resulting designer drugs typically have a new, different effect on the brain or behavior. Their ingredients and potency, how strong they are, vary a lot, making it nearly impossible to know what is actually in them or what they can do to you. They are extremely dangerous for users who don't know what they are getting or getting into. New designer drugs have effects on the serotonin receptors in the brain, but also in the blood vessels and everywhere, so if you take a truly large dose, which is easy to do, you can have a drastic, unexpected effects on vital functions, your blood vessels contract, your heart rate goes way up, your temperature regulation goes out of control. It is not surprising that these unknown mixtures can cause serious side effects such as seizures, memory loss, coma, and even death. Designer drugs. The term designer drugs refers to drugs that are created in a laboratory, typically a secret illegal lab. A designer drug is created by changing the properties of a drug that comes from a plant, such as cocaine, morphine, or marijuana, using the tools of chemistry. The resulting designer drugs typically have a new, different effect on the brain or behavior. Their ingredients and potency, how strong they are, vary a lot, making it nearly impossible to know what is actually in them or what they can do to you. They are extremely dangerous for users who don't know what they are getting or getting into. New designer drugs have effects on the serotonin receptors in the brain, but also in the blood vessels and everywhere, so if you take a truly large dose, which is easy to do, you can have a drastic, unexpected effects on vital functions, your blood vessels contract, your heart rate goes way up, your temperature regulation goes out of control. It is not surprising that these unknown mixtures can cause serious side effects such as seizures, memory loss, coma, and even death. Designer drugs. The term designer drugs refers to drugs that are created in a laboratory, typically a secret illegal lab. A designer drug is created by changing the properties of a drug that comes from a plant, such as cocaine, morphine, or marijuana, using the tools of chemistry. The resulting designer drugs typically have a new, different effect on the brain or behavior. Their ingredients and potency, how strong they are, vary a lot, making it nearly impossible to know what is actually in them or what they can do to you. They are extremely dangerous for users who don't know what they are getting or getting into. New designer drugs have effects on the serotonin receptors in the brain, but also in the blood vessels and everywhere, so if you take a truly large dose, which is easy to do, you can have a drastic, unexpected effects on vital functions, your blood vessels contract, your heart rate goes way up, your temperature regulation goes out of control. It is not surprising that these unknown mixtures can cause serious side effects such as seizures, memory loss, coma, and even death.
A PROFEX alapfokú nyelvvizsga második vizsgaszövegét fogja hallani. Kérem, olvassa el a második feladatlapot, erre egy perc áll rendelkezésére. Most háromszor egymás után fogja hallani a szöveget. A harmadik meghallgatás után 2 perc áll rendelkezésére a feladatlap kitöltésére.
You are going to hear a dialogue between a gastroenterologist and a patient on a second visit.
Good morning, Mr. Thompson.
Good morning, doctor.
You were here in March, right?
Right.
And we found that you had an ulcer.
Yeah, gave me quite a shock.
And how are you feeling?
Just fine.
Okay. Good. You're not vomiting now?
No, no. It was bad before. I was throwing up all the time, but not now.
And you've cut out the drinking?
Yes, I have. Haven't touched the stuff since.
Do you have any trouble with your bowels?
No.
No black-looking stool?
No.
Good. And what medications are you taking now?
An antacid. I'm taking one in the morning.
And what else are you taking?
That's all.
Do you ever take aspirin or other painkillers?
Well, only occasionally, when I have a headache or something.
All right. I think I should listen to your chest again.
Right.
And we also want to check the blood.
Okay.
See if it's gotten any better. Would you lie on the couch, please? I'll just feel your stomach here. Okay. Fine. Now, I just want to take your blood pressure as well and take a blood sample.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send the samples off and we'll check it. If the sample is okay, we won't need to go on seeing you anymore.
So you think I'm getting better?
Absolutely. I think it's all settling down now.
Well, thanks very much, doctor.
You can put your shirt on, and when you're ready to go straight through the reception, the nurse will check your card.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are going to hear a dialogue between a gastroenterologist and a patient on a second visit.
Good morning, Mr. Thompson.
Good morning, doctor.
You were here in March, right?
Right.
And we found that you had an ulcer.
Yeah, gave me quite a shock.
And how are you feeling?
Just fine.
Okay, good. You're not vomiting now?
No, no. It was bad before. I was throwing up all the time, but not now.
And you've cut out the drinking?
Yes, I have. Haven't touched the stuff since.
Do you have any trouble with your bowels?
No.
No black-looking stool?
No.
Good. And what medications are you taking now?
An antacid. I'm taking one in the morning.
And what else are you taking?
That's all.
Do you ever take aspirin or other painkillers?
Well, only occasionally, when I have a headache or something.
All right. I think I should listen to your chest again.
Right.
And we also want to check the blood.
Okay.
See if it's gotten any better. Would you lie on the couch, please? I'll just feel your stomach here. Okay. Fine. Now, I just want to take your blood pressure as well and take a blood sample.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send the samples off and we'll check it. If the sample is okay, we won't need to go on seeing you anymore.
So you think I'm getting better?
Absolutely. I think it's all settling down now.
Well, thanks very much, doctor.
You can put your shirt on. And when you're ready to go straight through the reception, the nurse will check your card.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are going to hear a dialogue between a gastroenterologist and a patient on a second visit.
Good morning, Mr. Thompson.
Good morning, doctor.
You were here in March, right?
Right.
And we found that you had an ulcer.
Yeah, gave me quite a shock.
And how are you feeling?
Just fine.
Okay. Good. You're not vomiting now?
No. It was bad before. I was throwing up all the time, but not now.
And you've cut out the drinking?
Yes, I have. Haven't touched the stuff since.
Do you have any trouble with your bowels?
No.
No black-looking stool?
No.
Good. And what medications are you taking now?
An antacid. I'm taking one in the morning.
And what else are you taking?
That's all.
Do you ever take aspirin or other painkillers?
Well, only occasionally, when I have a headache or something.
All right. I think I should listen to your chest again.
Right.
And we also want to check the blood.
Okay.
See if it's gotten any better. Would you lie on the couch, please? I'll just feel your stomach here. Okay. Fine. Now, I just want to take your blood pressure as well and take a blood sample.
Okay.
Okay. I'll send the samples off and we'll check it. If the sample is okay, we won't need to go on seeing you anymore.
So you think I'm getting better?
Absolutely. I think it's all settling down now.
Well, thanks very much, doctor.
You can put your shirt on, and when you're ready to go straight through the reception, the nurse will check your card.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.